This is a Fox News alert. A judge says yes to the former president, Elisa Brady. In the Trump tug of war with the Justice Department over the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago, a federal judge agrees to appoint a special master for an independent review of documents seized.
U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon's decision comes despite Justice Department opposition. Her directive will allow the special master to, among other duties, assess materials for privilege and what should be returned to former President Trump. Judge Cannon seemed to lean toward the appointment in previous court statements, asking DOJ lawyers what harm there would be in appointing an independent overseer.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, the Justice Department has argued it could slow the investigation into the handling of classified material. The White House pledging again to take every step necessary to shore up energy supplies and help lower energy prices. This after a vote by oil-producing nations to make a supply cut in October aimed at stabilizing the oil market. The decision by OPEC Plus will take supplies back to August levels. The White House says energy supply should meet demand to support economic growth and lower prices. A warning from the Mississippi governor about the water crisis in the capital city.
There may be more bad days in the future.
This as water pressure returns in Jackson after repairs to a flood-damaged treatment plant.
We have the personnel in place today to prevent as many issues as possible, while understanding that a week of repairs does not eliminate each and every risk.
Governor Tate Reeves says for now they're still flushing bad water out of the system, also pledging again to work on long-term solutions. California residents being urged again to conserve power, the state's grid operator issuing another flex alert between 4 and 10 p.m. local time today, warning high demand during extreme heat could lead to a shortfall. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
An infant injured by gunfire in Maryland, where shootings wounded 10 people in all, leaving 4 dead in one county.
Police in Prince George's County, Maryland, say they responded to a shooting at an apartment over the weekend where a 1-year-old baby was shot and injured. She was taken to a hospital. Police Chief Malik Aziz said after the shooting,
I don't have a belief at this particular time that anything came from outside or random. The occupants of the house are cooperating with our investigators.
A 15-year-old boy was killed at a 7-Eleven. 3 others there were injured. On Saturday night, 2 teenagers were wounded in a shooting outside of a movie theater, and 3 adults were found shot to death in 3 separate locations on Sunday and Monday morning. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
President Biden at a Labor Day festival in Milwaukee before heading later to Pittsburgh, while Vice President Harris also travels on Labor Day with the midterms in mind.
Let's not let extremists, so-called leaders, turn back the clock.
She's been meeting with labor leaders in Boston as Republicans accuse the administration of dividing the country with attacks on Trump supporters. Actor Chadwick Boseman wins an Emmy 2 years after his death.
The late Black Panther star winning for outstanding character voiceover performance for his work in the Disney Plus Marvel animated series What If, when he played Star-Lord T'Challa in an episode aptly called What If T'Challa Became a Star-Lord. His wife, Taylor Simone Ledward, accepting the Creative Arts Emmy Award on his behalf. Bozeman passed away in August of 2020 after a private battle with colon cancer.
Fox's Lauren Faulkner. The Weeknd pulls the plug on a concert during the show, later tweeting an apology to fans at the sold-out SoFi Stadium in L.A. He's blaming vocal trouble, writing his voice went out during the first song and promising to make up that concert with a new date. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.